Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is The Diary. This is your host, Stacey Johnson, and it is a beautiful May 2nd here in Sacramento. We come on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday from 3 to 4, and I'm here with Ray today.
Hey.
And today we're going to discuss more about the Arizona law and my comments last week and stuff, and that was kind of, well, whatever. My comments last week, and then also we're going to discuss famous mothers in honor of Mother's Day. We have a few that we're going to go over, so interesting week. It's like, you know, one thing I do have to say I admire about, you know, the Hispanic community is that they stand beside each other and they stand up for each other, and no matter what the cause, you know, even if they are illegal aliens. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And black people should do that more. I mean, not even more.
Right.
You know, should do it, period.
Absolutely.
You know? So that much I admire. But, you know, if partly I think, you know, America needs labor somehow, and that's a big part of the reason why, you know, they were just allowed to, because basically we allow businesses and everything else to break the rules, to say you're not supposed to employ illegally.
Right.
You know, we abuse the law to our satisfaction.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say, and that's what we do about just about everything. And when I look at America, I always look at the bigger picture. You know, who's getting taken advantage of this time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because capitalism is pretty much this, you know, with the bailouts and all this stuff. Capitalism is pretty much who's getting taken advantage of.
That's so true. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, minorities working together would be the majority. And I think that's a lot of what I feel, what some other leaders feel about the blacks that should be being supportive of them.
Right.
You know, because it makes our numbers bigger. We need to work together. I just look at all of these people sitting back, probably laughing at us, going, and they're big, fat white men that are sitting back laughing at us going, look at them fight amongst each other. They don't help each other out or anything.
Anyway.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because if they did, they'd win.
We'd be messed up. It's for that reason why, you know, since we have a black president all of a sudden, you know,
they're
talking
scared
about white slavery and everybody's got to pick up a damn gun because they know.
Exactly.
They eventually.
Imagine what we could do if the browns and the blacks got together and said, we're not taking all of this crap, everything from things affecting black people to things affecting Latinos, got together and said, we're not taking it for them and we're not taking it for us, and here we go. And that is what Martin Luther King was talking about.
Go, sister.
When he was talking about walking arm in arm with our brown brothers, he said that line. I couldn't find it to reference it, said that, and that was the overall spirit of his movement.
Well, there is there's strength in numbers, definitely,
absolutely.
And there are more of us.
Exactly.
Than there are of them.
Oh, my God, we blow the roof off.
And that's why I think, you know, that, it's, you know, because there are more Hispanics pretty much in all of those border states in California, and they demand stuff for themselves and for their people, and you can't hate them for that.
Right.
So, but back to, you know what, America, you can't just, I mean, the law is screwed up, and we're going to go over it in detail. Well, detail enough for it to understand, have a basic understanding of what it is.
Not all the dry stuff, the interesting key point.
But, you know, you allow them to come over here like that for your own personal needs, and then you all of a sudden write this law that says you could just ID them by looks and ask for papers. But what
they is wrong, exactly. Like the fact that they brought us over here and then said, hey, you know what we're going to do? When we do make you free, we're going to do all of these things to you to make it so that you're not really free.
Right.
And that's kind of what they did. They used their labor and their sweat and blood and tears. And
oh, my goodness.
They do. Pregnant women die in the fields picking stuff for these corporations that have tons of money because they can't even get, you know, they can't get time off for whatever they're doing. They're trying just to send enough money home to their usually really squalor type, like we would never live that way.
Right.
We never have had to. Most you know, of us have roofs over our heads but don't leak when it rains, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
Speaking of corporations taking advantage and the oil tanker that blew up all the families that they can't find. And then the miners, there was a new one.
Oh,
it wasn't as bad, right? There was like two dudes trapped. But they didn't get killed.
Yeah.
They
found them dead.
Oh,
yes.
See? And it's like, okay, can we think of a better way to do shit?
Exactly.
So human lives can be spared.
Actually,
you know,
I say, and this is an honor of Mother's Day, too, is that it should be the women's turn. The men have messed it up enough. For centuries, they've had all this stuff, and there are just things that I know that if we planned out how to make banking and how to do healthcare and stuff, it would be so different, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think so.
You know, maybe one day Hillary will give it a shot.
Yeah.
You never know. But
you might.
And that's another thing. I mean, okay, so bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna go over that Arizona law, famous black mothers, but I want people to look at bigger picture when it comes to America with this. Okay, you let them in, now you can't just do that to them, even though technically it seems right, yes.
Okay, good.
Technically you're breaking the law. You know, technically I can write the law to do this, but you can't just bring them over here, and then once you're done with them, and just dump them.
Exactly.
And not make an easy way for them to
become,
assimilate or whatever you call
and become legal, since they've done so much to help our country. Their labor has helped this country. There's things that we do
okay,
not
don't
have.
Go too into it, because they work, they do the jobs black people don't do, because I don't want to hear
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Whoever came up phrases and shit can do damage.
They can.
Whoever thought of that shit. Who said that?
No.
What numbers, what statistics are there where some fucker came up with that?
Right, that's true. It is a
show me. Tell me.
And when I was saying it, I should have said it in the way that I really meant it, too. Because it did sound like that same tired old line, and I will give you that 100%.
Yeah.
But what I should have said is that it hasn't been enough in the... some of it was definitely, but I can see exactly what you're saying, and I was just trying to say more that I didn't believe that we should be put into that same disgusting position that white people have been for so long, and they are right now, running scared, thinking people are taking things from them, instead of saying things can be shared. And there can still be prosperity.
And I forgot the Lakers have not yet won.
Oh. I saw you looking over my head.
Oh,
like,
yes,
both.
Baby, we got to win. 19 seconds to go. We're up 97. You know it. Okay.
It was like, they saw the eye contact. What's going on?
It's like, oh, is your left eye watching or are you watching the TV? Okay. So that's cool. So this show, that's what this show is all about. We all about... trying to put the crazy shit that's going on right now, and the Lakers are about to win, Jesse. The crazy stuff that's going on right now into good perspective, man. To where you can understand and appreciate and know that, you know, don't just wake up every day and think that your part's not affected, because we are. Everybody's affected.
Yeah.
So it's best to be educated. When Barack Obama did the commencement speech at Michigan University this weekend, he said that, the one thing you guys should do as young people, open up your minds, educate yourself. So in a nutshell, he didn't say that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But open up your mind, educate yourself, or surround yourself with people that are different so you can learn, so you can walk a little bit in their shoes, and you can learn and be, and
that's
we can
true.
Become a better, stronger nation.
I 100% endorse that.
That is what we're doing here, and we're going to take a little break.
Woo-hoo!
This is the diary here every Sunday from 3
what
to
you
4.
Gonna play?
And I'm going to play A New Life, because that's what Ty
oh, look, it's
me.
A New Life, not A New Life. I thought,
yay,
it
would be right
fantastic.
Back.
Like we knew.
Hey, this is the diary. This is your host, Stacy, and we're back from our break. That was A New Life. We come out of Sacramento every Sunday from 3 to 4. Our call-in number is 917-889-9946. And this week we are going to go over the Arizona law and give some facts and opinions about what it's all about and what it does and what it doesn't do and the what. And the revision, I guess, the modification that they made as well. So, and also we're going to go over famous mothers in honor of Mother's Day next Sunday.
That's cool.
And we're going to start with, we're going to do some this week and some next week. And this week we're going to cover mothers that were political matriarchs. So there are a few, and everybody should know who they are.
Oh, cool.
And then there's one other one that everybody already knows and should know who she is, but we'll give a little detail. So the Arizona law. So just going to read some information we got off of CNN and a bunch of other places. We know the information is correct.
All right.
So this Arizona law, and I looked up Title 8, I guess, is the provision in the immigration law in general that specifically talks about laws for people that are not born.
Go ahead.
I think. from what I was, and I believe that's
eight.
It.
Okay.
Okay. So.
I didn't get that.
So when you hear that, that's what that is. I guess specific off for that. Okay, so the law, which proponents and critics alike said was the broadest and strictest immigration measure in generations,
mm-hmm.
would make the failure to carry immigration documentation, a crime. So that's what it's all about. It's the failure to carry it. It's a crime. So, and to give the police broad power to detain anyone suspected of being in the country illegally. Opponents have called it an open invitation for harassment and discrimination against Hispanics, regardless of their citizenship status. And, you know, I want to stop right there because, you know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, and way back when sometime I was watching the history of the KKK and how that started and basically slave catchers, what they were, all the way from whoever was in charge of watching us in line all the way up and how it evolved to the KKK. And then, you know, really the police force is like the modern version of
that.
So, you know, for people and because, you know, my experience has been because I raised boys, you know, some of them, not all of them, but a great majority of them go out of their way to harass minorities. So for the people that wrote this law to assume that, they're going to use, you know, their ethics are so high that they won't just fuck with people.
Right.
You know, that's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. You know that there's going to be so many horrible things that happen in the practice of that are going to really hurt people and go behind the scenes.
Right.
And there's corruption everywhere. And can you imagine with this kind of power,
power corrupt,
absolutely.
That's it. I'm just realizing this way.
right on, absolutely.
Cheers to that.
Okay, well, police demands of documents are common on subways, highways, and in public places in some countries, including France. Arizona is the first state to demand that immigrants meet federal requirements to carry identity documents, legitimizing their presence on American soil. Okay, so that's what it's all about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And there's definite questions about the complete legality, like Supreme Court type of legality about all of that in the first place, because some people are now charging that the federal government is the umbrella that has control over that, and no state has the power.
As much as
they may want to,
but
no state has the power to say that they could do that kind of thing and change those rights.
Okay, and we're going to explain that because over the federal government, it must be understood by our listeners that federal law supersedes any state law.
Absolutely.
So if the federal government says, no, don't do it, the state cannot do it.
And that's fundamental.
Right.
That's fundamental.
That's why, you know, you can have some marijuana, medical marijuana joints, but they may get closed down.
That's true.
Because the federal government says they're illegal.
And they're even,
even though the state of California says you can do it.
Right, they're even prosecuting somebody from California
for
that. And but you don't know how it's going
to
come out, even though he has the right to have it.
Okay, right, exactly, according to the state.
Mm-hmm.
But federal law supersedes it, so you're
so
through.
So now we're
going
to see. It's going to...
Right, and we have support. That, too, from our CNN stuff. So we'll go over that
as well,
I'm hoping. Yeah, is federal immigration legislation coming? And it says Democrats tell CNN that they don't get Republican commitments soon, that if they don't get Republican commitments soon, they likely will push to move a bill without GOP support.
Oh, okay, yeah, and they can do it. And you know what? I think that's the way the system was designed to work anyway. Everybody was up in arms about that. But
it said Democratic sources said the chance, and I'm sorry, I'm reading slow because I'm old now, and I can't see the small print.
You need to upgrade the reading glasses.
Democratic sources, baby.
That's good.
You know, Tyler Perry ain't got shit on me. I just don't make money acting like a nigga.
Anyway. Okay. And in no way was she implying that Tyler Perry was such
thing, like,
because she would never say that, because that could be slander.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, look, well, now that you say it, let everybody go look for it. And you could be dumb, okay? Damn. Anyway, oh, Lord. You know,
I think we're
my
fine.
My pool of people. Oh, I think we're fine. I just told him how to sue you, but I think you're fine. Yeah. Okay.
No,
let's keep going. Hush. Maybe... Let's go back to you reading. Dang.
I never was reading.
People wonder why I'm crazy. Well, all I got is this kind of stuff to work with.
Oh, thanks.
Kids.
Thanks. She meant this kind of stuff was Ray.
Yeah. So, woo-wee. Okay, here we go. Democratic sources said the chances of passing immigration reform in that scenario this year are slim. But they want to make it clear to key constituencies that they are at least trying. President Obama is still pushing for a bill, though. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is the only GOP senator on board.
Oh, sometimes he's nice.
Oh, okay.
There were a couple of things I went, Lindsey Graham? But yeah, he
thinks President Obama's cute.
He's actually a thinking Republican. He makes his choices based on.
Wait, hold on.
His brain.
I didn't finish telling you what he said. But he has told Democrats they will lose his support unless they find another Republican.
That makes sense. He does not want to.
You know, a little
scary
ass.
Yeah, it's scary.
I don't understand this.
If women were in there more often, I don't think we would reason that way. I don't think we would say, you know what, I would only endorse that if I could find another sister to come with me.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Huh?
You want to be a trailblazer, and people follow you because you're right and because
what happened to that shit? And I'm not really cool with these old-ass people saying they represent, like, what's the population of our country? I'm sure it ain't they old-ass.
No. And it's more about that they keep their thinking old.
Yeah, that's of course.
Because you can look at some of these men are the same age as, like, Joe Biden, but Joe Biden is, he advances with the times. He's able to, you know.
It's sickening and it's scary.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish. Obama recently called Senator Scott Brown, our Massachusetts, to try to get that little punk on board.
He's not a Republican. Did they say R?
Yeah.
He's an independent. That's what the whole thing.
Well, he might as well be an R.
That's true.
Right? Because he's not a D.
He was, though.
But he's not.
I know, but he helped something that
he wanted. That's why they may be able to get him, because he's not a D. A Brown spokesperson said on Thursday, On Thursday, Senator Jeff Sessions, R. Alabama, said in a statement that during tough economic conditions, Americans are dubious about immigration reform.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Right.
See, and that just says everything right there. Well, when we don't really need the Mexicans, we get around.
If we hear them, it's okay. Right?
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. Are you?
Oh,
are
my
you
God. That? When am I going to go see Jesus?
I can't take them much longer. I can't take them.
That's too funny.
I mean, come on now. Right?
Right.
Am I tripping?
No.
Let me put my glasses back on.
Oh. Not at all.
Okay. You're next.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me see what's next. Okay. He said White House. That's next.
He said White House?
Mm-hmm. Right there. And then that's it off for that part.
Okay. He said the White House and Congress should not immediately take up the issue. Who is he? Oh, Senator Jeff Sessions. I just wanted to refresh everybody, too.
Okay.
Because I had forgotten. And he said the White House and Congress should not immediately take up the issue, but instead take targeted steps to deal with the crisis at the border, increase the usage of the E-Verify program, and enhance prosecutions of employers who knowingly hire illegal workers. That part was something that you were talking about, too, that they had been
Yeah, right.
That,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, exactly. So, and then it says, the last immigration reform efforts in Congress were in 2005 when Senator John McCain, R. Arizona, and the late Senator Ted Kennedy, Brown's predecessor, of course, introduced a bipartisan bill that aims to implement the guest worker programs and ways for more illegal immigrants to become citizens. The McCain-Kennedy bill, however, never came up to a vote in the Senate. Other legislative efforts have failed to gain momentum.
Okay, so that's the federal effort. That is Arizona. Now, we're going to go over some more stuff when we come back. We're going to take a quick break.
Great.
This is a diary. We come at it back from 3 to 4 every Sunday, and we're going to play community because if fools don't stick together, we're done. So
exactly.
Wake your asses up.
Listen Black and brown unite.
You know, what are you at? You sound like one of the Thunder Twins.
No. Yes. Black and brown unite.
Listen to this song. Get your asses together and stick together. We'll be right back. You know, you see what I got to work with? I'll be right back.
Bye.
I never would know when the song going to end.
I know,
but it's so pretty.
Oh,
I like it.
Sound like cheers.
Anyway,
true.
Anyway, this is the diary. We got it back. We're talking about Arizona and great mothers.
Yeah,
in honor of Mother's Day.
What
so,
do you call it? The political
matriarch.
Matriarch. Yep. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So where do we end? We ended
with the image. It was
okay. We talked about how federal law was going to be,
yes.
But in general, this is what from CNN. What does the Arizona law do? So that's
okay.
The question. And that's what I want. You read the answer
in specificity.
Oh, gee.
Specificity.
There you go, Brian, girl.
Okay.
College.
What does the Arizona law do?
Oh, yeah, my mom used to go, I went to college.
That's where the girls would say it. She actually didn't, but she would say it. Joking. Okay, what does the Arizona law do? Arizona law orders immigrants to carry their alien registration documents at all times. Oh, so wrong. And requires police to question people if there's reason to suspect they're in the United States illegally. I just think that's wrong. Sounds like Gestapo. It also targets those who hire illegal immigrant laborers or knowingly transport them. Little different.
That's good.
Okay. Are other states considering similar legislation? Michael Heltman, General Counsel for the Immigration Reform Law Institute, helped draft the language of the Arizona bill. Helfman said lawmakers from four other states have approached him asking for advice on how they can do the same thing that, where they live. He declined to identify which states, citing attorney-client privilege, or perhaps make-believe. I just don't think that there's that many people that are interested in doing the same thing, like he said.
I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. If they could do something like that against black people, trust me, they would. They just
God.
Stop us anyway.
Yeah, they just don't know how legally
yeah,
they
exactly.
Ever
go that's why
yeah.
So much fucked up shit happens. Because
yeah.
They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. It's, this way, whoopee, we got a law.
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
I just really wish I could think, like, positively about people.
Because you don't live in the real world.
No, I said I wish I could think. I do live in the real
no,
world.
No, you do think positively about people. You just can't believe this is real.
I do believe it's real. Are you kidding me? Oh, no. I don't live in la-la land. I'm not a Pollyanna.
That's where I grew
I'm
up.
I like la-la land.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so anyways, did you want me to read?
Oh, and the Lakers won.
Woo!
Yeah, okay, so that is
say what do opponents say.
Yeah. That you do? That's you.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. State laws, okay, relate. I don't know what this is, so...
Okay.
State laws relating to immigration have increased in recent years, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. In 2005, 300 bills were introduced. The next year, that number nearly doubled, and in 2007, more than 1,500 bills were introduced. Another 1,305 were introduced in 2008, and about 1,500 were considered in 2009. About 50% of those were enacted, dealing with the issues such as driver's license, health, and education. About 1,000 bills have been brought up so far this year. Okay.
Well, you know, and it's good. It should be. You mm-hmm. know, but it should have always been. You know, it
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be, you know, now it's so crazy.
All of a sudden because people are scared and
yeah.
can't read.
And they know what the population's going to look like in 2025,
and it's not
right?
changing. No matter what they do, that part is not going to change. Which Latinos and other minorities are going to be in the majority, and white people have to get used to it. And I think that, you know, that it's an uncomfortable
thing. Well,
get
you out of my country if you're not born here illegally.
Or they, well, I think that the better way is to, you know, do, you know, the making, letting them find
you
a
know
pathway
how long
to legality.
That, yeah, because the way to do it now takes decades.
Yeah, no, it needs to be fast.
It needs to be
a few months. At
and
the
all
moment.
Of those people are working for somebody. So
and
who are they working for?
Exactly. You know,
and now I tell my dear, who are they
yeah.
working for?
It needs to be a short process. It needs to
yeah.
be relatively inexpensive so that people can actually attain it.
Right.
And it should have some education with it. But you know what I would love to see is if interns, some of them, would be required maybe or at least encouraged to
work on a poem.
To teach their language to students so that we have a conversational Spanish language. I like the idea of a dual language country. Those countries are academically
smarter.
Make them
do some community service.
Right, and teach young children, kindergarten age, the real Spanish, the Spanish of their community, so that we can be a dual language country. That will include them more than anything, I think, if we could talk to each other.
We'll talk to them from across the border right now.
No, because they're here, and we like that. They bring a beautiful part of our culture, in California especially.
Well, they say it's a country anyway. California.
It is. We took California
and
everything. Texas and Arizona.
We took everything. The French are not
really,
here.
I don't care.
Okay.
The French are not working hard with this country.
Oh, here you go. There you go, white girl.
I'm sorry. Mexicans have given as much
everybody
to this country
has.
As anybody
else.
But
you know what?
They've given as
but
much.
But you know what?
As
so
much.
So have all the other immigrants that come here and do it the right way. What makes them so
they're
damn
brown
different?
It's harder for them.
Oh,
too.
Bullshit.
Just like it's
right
for
right and wrong. I don't have to. Fortunately, my slave motherfucker got me over here.
No,
so
I
don't have to worry
harder
about
for
it.
Us on a daily basis.
No, is that your reason why they could just go, the shipping goes balls out of control?
I think they work hard for what
they have here. Oh, you are so white to be so bad.
I'm not so white.
Yes,
I believe that black people are.
Well, I know how we're part of race.
I'm not saying, because I say white,
I'm not talking about
in the world.
Race done.
Look, Barbie, black Barbie.
No.
The world does not exist.
The world does not exist of only white and black people. There are.
So I'm saying.
Listen to me. No. I want
to.
So you're saying.
Everybody. Yeah.
You're saying it's okay for Hispanics to come over here and break the fucking rules. But not give no credit to all the other races of people who come over here and do it legally as if they're not working hard.
Bullshit.
Black, white girl.
You don't have
white, black girl.
You don't have to say that one thing is wrong to say one thing is.
But I'm saying
one thing is right to say one thing is wrong.
They're allowed to just be all wrong because, quote, they come and work hard. Everybody works hard.
They are allowed to break the law.
I work hard.
But they don't let my statement. I just said to you in the last segment that I want to have a path to citizenship. Of course. They need to become legal, but it needs to be made easy.
You know, I feel the compassion side of, don't just throw them out. But I don't feel that not setting them, making them responsible for fucking following law.
So what would
you
do?
That's what I want to do.
How would you make them responsible?
Okay, Mr. Like American, I want to stay in your country. Okay, I've been working here, but what can I do? We got a plan to make us legal quicker. No, it's all about just make me stay because we built America.
No, I'm
saying.
Pass the citizenship a thousand times.
Get some of your, they can get together for everything else. Get some of them Hispanic leaders together, write a bill, and get it done. I'm sure they'll get it done. But just to say, they just deserve a way. Yeah, because they work hard. Every motherfucker that lives here works hard.
Why do you have to be a hater, Stacey?
I don't know. Because I got so many of them.
No,
I'm not a hater. I just
love you. That's why he's laughing.
I'm just saying. You know, imagine America would, everybody would get their equal share. And you know what? If anybody deserves anything from this damn country that ain't got shit yet, it's black people.
Of
don't
course.
My black ass.
Of
there.
Course, and I agree with that. Number
damn,
one.
Where?
Absolutely, but there is something to be said for other people. I don't think that when I stand up for the browns, I don't think that negates
when is
the black.
That, when did you stand up for the brown?
I always will. There's three. In the same boat as black people are, in a different way. They got there a different way, but they're in the same boat now. And that is about oppression, and it's about protecting your rights.
You got mad at me when I said the Arizona law was reparations. Because finally black people were
I did, yes, because you don't want to get a break on the back of somebody else. I want my break because I want my break. I don't want my break because I hurt somebody over here.
That's law.
No.
Yeah.
No, never. Maybe, and you know what, it's altruism. I don't want bad things to happen to other people so that I get
I didn't say that.
Isn't that Christianity?
I didn't say I approve of the reparation. I just said it was reparation. The black people didn't put it together.
I don't think so.
It's not like they did it. Right. It was done. Appreciate it and consider it again.
Uh-huh.
And go move
so
to Arizona.
Maybe we should talk about some of these women that you were going to talk about.
That's coming next. What? Oh, you know what?
What?
The modification to the law. And that's in big print, so read that.
So
Arizona lawmakers modify immigration law. The legislature is here. Ban something. Ban race from being used by police
that was
factor
good.
To identify illegal immigrants and require scrutiny only of people who police stop.
That was the update that just happened like the day before yesterday or something where they tweaked something in the final bill.
They,
so that
Arizona
it sounded prettier.
narrowed the controversial immigration law in response to allegations that the measure legalized racial profiling and forced police to determine the immigration status of everyone they encountered on the street. The initial law signed by Governor Jim Brewer last week required police to determine a person's immigration status if officers formed a reasonable suspicion about their legality during any lawful contact. That led to suggestions by some legal experts that police would be obligated to scrutinize even people who ask for directions. A Phoenix police officer who patrols an area near a school sued, contending that it would require him to ask children he encounters during the day if they are in the country legally.
Can you imagine, really quick, how scary that would be if you were hurt and you needed to call 911 for help?
Yeah.
I mean, that alone is scary to me, that they would not call 911 for maybe for themselves or maybe their children out of fear.
Okay, so in the meantime, we're going to sign you up on the list of people that want to get your shit done right. That way when we do encounter you, okay?
Right.
We won't take you to jail. How is that?
Okay.
Is that good?
Yes. How about
otherwise, you're just trying to be here.
How about if you can prove a certain level of production that you've added to?
No.
You know, like
as long as you're not
time,
a felon.
Right, and you're not a felon, then that's what I meant. Like, you know, you're
been here in this country.
And if your child is enrolled in school and blah, 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 all the established
things. If you have a job.
If you're renting a
place. Otherwise,
you
have to leave tomorrow.
Then that's the first step. And most of them are, Stacey, and I think that they should have the right for their entry. I don't think we've ever really given it the kind of official credibility to them that we should Europeans.
Because
that's what I'm saying. We need to stand with them. They're brown, we're black.
I'm
going to
wait.
I'm going to
keep my eyes
properly
open.
Give them a chance. They work hard like you do. And don't get their fair share.
Work hard. No.
Like we do, and don't get their fair share.
All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about famous mothers, and we're going to play Funky Dan because this woman is funky. we'll be back. This is the diary.
We'll be right back.
I like that. Okay.
That's nice.
Cool. This is the diary. This is me and Ray. And today is May the 2nd. Very nice day here in Sacramento.
It is beautiful.
So we've talked about Arizona. Got that
but
out
really
of the way.
Quick,
hopefully
we want to tell you guys to call in at 917-889-9946 because we haven't given the number at all today. And I know you like to talk to people. So let's
somebody said I talk a lot. I'm
well,
like,
of course I do. We all talk a lot.
No, you talk a lot.
You always think I talk a lot. It's because I'm right so much it hurts
your ears. Well, shit, you talk to you give in. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, mother.
But before we do that, we needed to, like, just really quick wrap up the immigration thing because I wanted to just say that, you know, there were a couple of people that were also very quite on my camp as people who supported moving things along, and I actually was expecting you to mention it to me because and, like, slam me for it because both Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson came out automatically as a trigger, though, to support what was going on in Arizona as far as the marches were concerned, and they were astounded at how many other black people we're not supporting that coming out.
Yeah,
I was proud of them for that because I think that's a very open-minded and modern thinking political thing. And I'm sorry, but once again, I am in the camp of those people, even though you like to abuse me about that and call Jesse Jackson my boo and everything. That's what I was expecting from you because I know you heard about it.
Wait. So he supports it and other people don't? Are they
whole issue. You're not the only person that doesn't, you know, when we were talking about the black and brown disconnect,
right?
They were talking about that too, and they were also talking about how astounded they were that, you know, because they went down to they went down to Arizona and they were.
Them too.
Yeah, at different times.
Well, of course they did, right?
But
they always show up after these cameras come on.
But it was
for no purpose.
No, but their purpose was to support what they were doing, and it was a good idea. If more black people had gotten behind them,
black people feel like I do.
But they could be a connected thing. That's all.
Oh yeah, and we gonna do it through Jesse Jackson and
I think
that's the problem. Them two niggas is in charge of stuff. That's why I don't nothing get.
Stop
done.
Using that word,
Negro.
There you go. And yes, I agree. Okay, so now I'm reading about our very wonderful political matriarch.
Right.
You know, and this is no fooling around. They definitely are. So here we go. Coretta Scott King.
Yay.
After the 1968 assassination of her husband, Martin Luther King Jr., Scott King carried out his legacy by continuing his crusade for civil rights. She created the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta, Georgia, and fought for 15 years to have him honored with a national holiday. 15 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. She also devoted much of her life to children. In fact, the American Library Association named an award in her honor. The Coretta Scott King Award recognize African-American authors and illustrators whose children's books, quote, promote an understanding and appreciation of the American dream, close quote.
Yay.
Yes. And then there's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I thought you were finished reading.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Then there's Rose Kennedy, I'm saying.
Okay, next.
Okay, next is Rose Kennedy. She buried 5 of her 9 children, raised the president, 2 U.S. senators, and presided over one of the most famous families in American history, all with elegance and dignity. I looked on child rearing not only as a work of love and duty, but as a profession that was fully as interesting and challenging as any honorable profession in the world, and that one that demanded the best that I could bring it, Kennedy once said. When she died at age... Yoo-hoo, that was great.
I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
No, she definitely deserves the applause
for
that comment.
No, that was for the both of them. I
absolutely.
Missed it the first one.
Oh, okay. Kennedy said that, but then when she died at age 104, she had 28 grandchildren and 41 great grandchildren.
That is a lot.
They're a big family. Yeah,
yeah. That's huge.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Next.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Okay.
Love her.
Yay.
I love her. After weathering 8 years in the White House and Bill's series of humiliating sex escapades, so I still love Bill, Hillary emerged from her husband's shadow and forged her own political career, having been elected to the U.S. Senate from New York as a Democrat in 2000, becoming the first lady to be elected to public office. The first lady to be elected to public office. Despite enduring immense pain and endless scrutiny, Clinton has raised a seemingly well-adjusted, level-headed daughter, Chelsea. During the 18-month Monica Lewinsky scandal, the First Lady lived her personal life in a very public forum while enduring immense pain and endless scrutiny. Clinton managed to maintain her professional and personal integrity. Despite her husband's series of sex scandals, she has raised a seemingly well-adjusted, level-headed daughter.
It said it twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it says...
is it something different?
Yes.
Okay.
At the 1996 Democratic National Convention, Clinton said, "For Bill and me, there's been no experience more challenging, more rewarding, more humbling than raising our daughter. And we have learned that to raise a happy, healthy, young, and hopeful child, it takes a family, it takes teachers, it takes clergy, it takes business people, it takes community leaders, it takes those who protect our health and safety, it takes all of us." In her 1996 bestseller about child rearing, "It Takes a Village and Other Lessons Children Teach Us," Clinton explains that children's developmental needs are linked to society, a society that must come together as a village to provide children with the tools necessary to mature into responsible, compassionate adults.
Is that it?
Yes, and then there is the last one.
All right, that was Mrs. Clinton. Very nice. Now, save the best for last. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, no. She's
Mother
amazing.
Teresa.
Amazing.
Yay. Born Agnes, something, something. Agnes Gon.
Oh, wow.
Gon. And last name is Bojaxhiu. Yeah, I like Mother Teresa.
Wow, yeah.
I like that better.
I just have never heard that.
Really? I don't even know it. Oh, okay. The Albanian? I can't even read. Albanian. I'm like, what's an Albanian? I was like, where is that?
Albanian-born
nun touched millions with her missionary work aiding lepers, the blind, the disenfranchised lepers. Yeah, and the terminally ill. I'm sorry, Mother Teresa. I can't see.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. And 1948, she established the Order of the Missionaries of Charity, a Roman Catholic congregation of women dedicated to serving the poorest of the poor, especially India's lower class or caste. Mother Teresa's selfless devotion earned her a Nobel Peace Prize and truly made her a spiritual mother to the downtrodden and an example for all of us. And that is Mother Teresa.
That's wonderful.
We love Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And see, I didn't have my glasses on, so I can't cheer Mother Teresa. Okay, let me cheer Mother Teresa. There we go. And you know, in honor of Mother's Day, I have the unfortunate pleasure of having to think about my mother in heaven.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yeah.
For all of you people who have your mother here on earth,
mm-hmm.
make sure you tell her you appreciate her. You probably don't, but you will one day. So make sure you tell her and get her some, you know, no matter what it is. If you can't get her some, make sure you call her.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. So if you have the ability to. And
I think my mother thinks I call her too much. Well,
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm good. We have a good system.
Yeah. And
good.
I have a good relationship with my daughter. I know you do.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
I love my daughter.
And there's nothing more important than the role of being a mother. There's
nothing I just don't think there is.
It's so important.
It's every point of your life, you know.
Yeah. And for your whole life, too.
Yeah.
So that's why it's really important to do a good job and make sure you do your best for your kids.
And there's definitely something that I love about the idea of being pregnant and giving birth. But the mothers that are mothers, without having done that from adoption or whatever, they have something else, you know.
Yeah.
And it's still just as special. It's the mothering that's the issue, and that is for the long term.
And
so,
for people that play mother, they
right, exactly, exactly. And there's so many of those people too that we really need to be thankful for, because how much more, you know, horrible things we would have if there weren't those people that we at least have now that are stepping in.
Yep, that's right. So it's very important to be a mom. If you are a mom, take the job seriously. And if you have a mom, and make sure you love
definitely.
Her a lot.
And if you're a stepmom, bless you.
Oh, God,
you know.
You know, and I have one other one, and I forgot about this one.
What?
And her name is Mother Jones, Mary Harrison.
Oh.
You heard of her?
Sure.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is she?
Oh, you read it.
Always passionate about the labor movement.
Uh-huh.
The tempestuous Mother Jones dedicated her life to it after her husband and children died in an epidemic in 1867. As the founder of the Social Democratic Party and the International Workers of the World, she organized miners, whom she called her boys, as well as garment and steel car workers, and fought against child labor. She looked like a kindly grandmother, which bellowed her toughness, living by the motto,
oh,
pray.
Oh, the lie to her toughness.
Oh. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, I heard that. Sorry. Living by the motto, pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
She spent a number of nights in jail fighting like hell for the living.
See, that's wonderful.
She said to use unwomanly language, see?
Uh-oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
And hey. Once dared a gunman hired by a coal company to shoot her. She's my kind of girl.
It sounds great.
Yep. At the same time, however, she held a very traditional view of women. Their importance was in the home.
You know,
although she was badass.
You know what, though? I like that, because I do believe that when you have children, you've made that choice.
Yeah.
That if you can, I think that it's a sad, sorry thing that society isn't built more around the fact that you could have children and still bring an income into your house without leaving them.
Right.
You know, I think that, especially in the day and age
not for a woman.
Computers, that we should be able to make money off of our own home.
Yeah.
You know, and
they can do it, but they don't give the choice to a woman.
Exactly.
As easy as they do to men.
Right.
It
should be reversed.
Yeah.
And we should
be
able, you know, and that is
trust
true.
Me, I know
it is the most
that,
important
being
job.
Being too soft about that.
You know, I think it is the most important job.
Right, it is. And I take it very
and
seriously.
And the most fun.
The most fun is, you know, and I think you really learn true love when you have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing your job.
Yeah.
You know, if you're
yeah.
really doing your job as a mother,
and
that's
if you were
how
supposed
you
to be there.
Yeah.
You know, because there are a lot of people who are there because they think they are fulfilling
and
something.
I learned
that. You know, you have to really... supposed to be there.
Yep. So in honor of Mother's Day, Willa Mae Johnson, you was the kid.
Oh,
my
right
ass.
On. And I'll say Myra Williams, right on.
Yep.
Go do it. She's great.
And mothers out there, don't bratty up your kids. I love my kids, but they have bratty the mother. You pay for that shit when they get older.
That's really, you know, strong of you to be able to admit that.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, you know, because there's something wrapped up in just like
you know, when I'm good
other
at,
kind of career.
What I'm
know?
Good at, I'm good at, and I don't have no problem letting
everybody
know. But what I'm fucked
that,
up
yeah,
at,
yeah.
I...
Okay.
You know,
right on. That's a good one then,
right?
High
five.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
To make it able to
damn.
Be heard.
Yeah, that got hurt. But seriously,
okay.
You know?
Women.
Thank you. Women's work is never done, and it's beautiful and wonderful, and mothers are great.
So make sure you spend the next week getting prepared for Mother's Day, and we love you. This is the diary. Join us next Sunday. We'll talk about some good, depending on what dumbasses do. And it will be Mother's Day, so, you know.
Right.
We'll do some more moms, some more maybe black moms, infamous moms, something, you know, Al Capone's mama, somebody's mama. So have a good week. We love you. This is the diary. Don't forget about us and have a wonderful week. God bless you.
Bless you.
I wonder if we could get screened. They have a screen. Now they're damn mutt. Every time somebody walks.
I saw that screen.
Yeah.
I actually like the idea of a screen.
I'm not going to get it.
But
I'm
that
kidding.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do
the
they
screen,
put them in?
Well, Tony put up my TV.
No, but I mean, is it part of Harbor Oaks, or do you have to ask permission?
So I just ask permission. That way you ain't got to worry about it. So we got the coffee shop started. So when you go make the flyer, I don't need nothing else to do. I really don't.
Okay.
So you make the flyer. Just name it whatever the hell you want to. Just don't name it nothing Negro.
Like I would.
Pick it in a coffee, baby. There you go. You were going to go. I know. I'm going there. She's all black and all ghetto. I get my coffee there. Yeah, all right. Anyway.
Yeah, that's cool, though.
All right, so,
we'll work on
it this week. We
need
a good week.
And tomorrow, I mean, next week is Mother's Day.
So you get ready, and I'll be thinking of my mama. All right, let's out. We out. Peace out.
Bye.